We must really be aware of the words that we use. For the words that we use give permission or deny permission for the circumstances that are our experience in our life. Scripture tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so what's in the heart actually comes out of the mouth. And if we say things that are in our heart, the things that are in our heart is revealed by what comes out of our mouth. That's why your words give permission or deny permission for your circumstances or your situation. Because if it's in your heart that God is not faithful, you will talk like God is not faithful. And you will invite things to you that is not godly, or things that are not of God's will, or things that are not of God's intent and purpose for you. For example, my sickness, my disease, my headache, my blood disease, my sugar. Those kinds of things are not God's will for you. For God said in Isaiah, by his stripes you are healed. He wouldn't have beat Jesus, he wouldn't have allowed Jesus to be beat and unrecognizably if his will for you is not to be healed. He allowed it to happen for you so that you can be healed. But if you say things like, it's my heart disease, my cancer, my tuberculosis, then what I'm doing is canceling out God's remedy and God's provision for me, and claiming to myself what the enemy has placed in front of me. Quite often we do that through emotions, and the emotion that is most likely to cause us to say things is fear. Fear brings torment. Fear brings pain. In order to overcome the experience of fear, where fear doesn't lead you or rule you, you actually have to mature in faith and in the Christian walk. It is possible to be saved, but the ability to mature is a whole nother avenue. And so we actually have to grow up to cast off things that the enemy has placed on you and around you, hoping that you will invite them into your home, into your residence, not just your physical house, your spiritual house where you live. Remember, if I allow fear to freeze me, I will never experience or fulfill God's will for me.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m., and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday morning, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on 4th Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart support group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies with Pastor James, who is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
And he's going to keep putting it in front of you. And if you keep acting like I'm scared of it, he'll keep putting it in front of you. And God's going to keep putting you right in front of it. Because you need to get over this, I'm afraid. And the devil is trying to keep you paralyzed. So it's a war between God and the devil. And who wins, you determine. Amen. God is not determining this. Are you hearing this? God is not determining this. You are. Amen. By your words. Is this making sense? What you do with fear will determine whether God wins or the enemy wins. Oh, boy. Is that making sense? Okay. All right. Let's go a little bit further. I don't know if I got all the way there or not. Let's keep going.
Verse 18. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Mm-hmm. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar.
Hold it. See, James said it another way. He said, look, show me your faith, and I'll show you mine by my works. Now here's the point with this. If you say you love God, if you say you love Jesus, then you're going to have to act like you love him.
Amen.
And the enemy's going to put stuff in your way to try to stop you from acting like you love him. Jesus said, these are the ones that love me, the ones that keep my commandments. This is how you know you love the Lord. If you keep my commandment. This is not rocket science, brain majors. This is not rocket science. So it may go past you because you know so much. It's really simple. Is this making sense? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
Now, what the enemy does is put stuff in front of you that causes you to have an emotional experience. I'm scared. I'm apprehensive. What if he don't? What make me make all kinds of conjecture, I think that's the right word, about stuff that haven't even happened yet. They ain't even real yet, but it's blocking me. My own mind is working against me, talking about what if. It has never happened. God's word goes completely against it, but I'm keeping it in front of me. And I have the authority. See it? God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake. He didn't say I would. He said, I'll walk with you. I'll be with you always. If God is with you, now, I mean, some folk don't really believe that. They'll say it, but they don't really believe it's true. Because if you believe that God Almighty was actually with you, what am I scared of? I mean, come on now, let's be real. If God Almighty is actually with me, what am I scared of? Why am I afraid? Is this making sense? That's why the scripture says there is no fear in love. Amen. It's none there. It's none. And perfect love or mature, and it behooves you. Can I help you? It's not okay to stay a baby Christian. You're going to go to heaven as a Christian. Christ took care of that. But it's not okay to stay a baby. You're going to bring so much pain to you as a baby that it's unbelievable. The type of pain that you'll bring to yourself because you won't grow up. Torment you will bring to yourself because you won't grow up. The enemy will torment because you won't grow up. I should say it another way. Because we won't grow up. Is this making sense? It is important for you and I to mature spiritually, to grow in his word so that we can block some of this torment that the end, because God's not bringing you torment. God's job, God's, he is not trying to hurt you. Can I help you? Like we said the last time we talked, he's not a shark. He's not after you for a meal. He's not trying to, he's not after devouring you. So the pain that's coming to you is coming because of immaturity. Boy, I messed around, said something. I don't know if we can get over that by Super Bowl time or not. But it's really important to understand this. The pain that's coming to you is coming because of immaturity. So it's really important to grow up. If I can be, I can have joy in any situation. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've learned to abide into abode. I've learned that whatever state I'm in, I'm okay. How did you learn that? You didn't learn it from writing it. You learned it from experience. I went through something to learn that God is faithful. No matter if it's good, if the condition is good, God is faithful. If the condition is bad, God is faithful. So I've learned to live in God. Once I learn that and actually come to believe that God is faithful, it doesn't matter what the situation I'm in, because the situation is not dictating my life. It's not determining where I'm going. It's not even determining what's happening to me. So once I understand that, I can speak words against what's going on, amen, knowing that God will do it. Amen. But I got to know it. Uh-huh. I got to know that if I say it, he'll do it. Yeah. Oh, boy. That's what's wrong with not thinking nothing of yourself. Because you'll think he's got to say it in order for him to do it. And he's saying, no, you say it. It's your world. You're the one in authority. In your situation, you are directly in control of it. The devil's not in control. The world is not in control. God's not in control. You are in control of your situation. So if it don't work for you, start speaking against what's going on. Is this making? I rebuke this. No, what? Oh no, I rebuke this. It's gonna come to me. All of you little things here that think you got me, you got another thing coming. Amen. I'm not intimidated by you, cause God is on my side, and he said, you see it? He said, whatsoever I say will come to pass. He said it. No weapon formed against me. He said it. But I got to believe in me enough to say what he say. Oh, boy, let me go a little bit further. Let me get it because I'm going to be stuck. I can see it now. So let's go a little bit further. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans 8, 13 through 15. Fear. Perfect love casts out fear. You cannot have strong faith in God and allow yourself to be manipulated and controlled and ruled by fear. You can't do it. It won't work. Is that making sense? So, 'cause if you let fear hang in there with you, it will get into your spirit. And then it'll start blocking you. And then once it starts to block you, once you start to back up because of fear, you start speaking fear. And then when you speak it, you allow it to come to you by right. It has the right to come to you because you're saying it. I hope I'm helping. Let me say it another way. If you don't like your experience, change your choices. Let me say it again. If you don't like your experience, change your choices. If you're going to change your choices, start with your mouth. Amen. Change what you say. Yeah. My this, my that, my blood disease.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.